This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about change. We're talking on what change is and how we have to deal with change, because it's the one constant that we're dealing with in our life right now. And I know that many of you are listening and you say, man, Ashley, there's so much change going on. I can't even identify my life from last week. You think it's changing? For goodness sakes, I'm overwhelmed, right? And I know many of you are completely overwhelmed. You're stressed out. You're worried. What's going to happen next? And you know what? I got a good idea. I don't know everything. I'm not a psychic. I don't have my crystal ball. But I do have some ideas of what's going to happen. Obviously, history repeats itself. And obviously, we're going to deal with some ups and downs, but eventually we're going to get back to normal and we're going to make some real changes, right? And I think a lot of us are going to learn from the situations and circumstances that we're dealing with right now, right? So here we go. You know, we're talking about change, and we're talking about how to embrace change. And I think that that's always an interesting scenario. And I think it's also interesting how when we're dealing with change, we have to deal with the latest, the greatest, the things that we have to deal with. And, you know, I think it's interesting that we have to understand also that we don't know what's going to happen next. We don't know what is in store for us. But we do know is that we have to move forward. And we have to figure out how to really focus on what's happening. You know, it's interesting because I feel that we have to embrace it, and that the fear is primarily rooted in our internal insecurities. We have to recognize ourselves as a steadfast foundation, and we have to understand and discover a better and stronger present image and identity. And being that change is the one consistent, the one constant, we have to realize that we have to put things into place to understand where we stand and to go further in our life. And by actually embracing the change, we're able to really understand who we are. When we put ourselves in different scenarios, and when we put ourselves in scenarios that scare us, for that matter, takes us out of our comfort zone, makes us really think about life. Joining me later on in the hour, Liz London. Liz is a sound alchemist, and it's really neat because she can actually help us with sound healing. And she actually is the creator of the portals to the divine. She'll be joining us here in the next segment, offering us some ways of dealing with our stress and being able to deal with, you know, all in all, how to really put things into perspective to understand how to deal successfully in our life. And she's going to be offering us a lot of tips and tricks throughout the next weeks, the next months, throughout this time. And she's going to be an amazing, intricate part of Live Your Life and Living Your True Life Perspectives to really understand that. Also joining us later on in the hour, Dan Nelson. Dan owns a company called Dan Sester's Genealogy. And Dan Sester's Genealogy actually helps you to create your family history book. Allows you to create that, allows you to be able to put all that information and harness it all in one place. And he does all the investigation and goes around the country to find out the information that he needs to find out for you. Joining me by phone here in just a little bit, Reggie Harvey. Reggie is the creator and writer of Anatomy of a Patient. And he has a book that he wrote, Anatomy of a Patient, that he actually helps people go through and understand the process of waiting on a transplant and how that really not only deals with the human psyche, but how to offset that and how to understand that. I find that it's interesting when we deal with change, as I'm dealing with it right this moment. It's interesting how, you know, every little piece of life is a different puzzle to figure out. And I've also realized that some people are prepared for change and some people just aren't. And I think right now we're seeing that more than ever. And there's certain things that we couldn't have done, certain things that we couldn't have realized, certain things that we can't really understand. However, once we begin to embrace it better, we can begin to understand our future and begin to understand ourselves outside of the constructs of what we believe our life to be. We get really caught in and settled into how we feel about our life. And we also get very content in that. You know, I find that it's very interesting because as we get content in that, we end up, well, quite honestly, we end up losing our identity because we've actually created an identity within a matrix of our reality. So as you look at that, think about it. You created in the constructs of a matrix in the reality of your life. And when we create that, it's very interesting because what happens is we become limited in our ability to see ourselves fully, to understand who we are and what we stand for and what truly matters. Whether we're in one construct or another, many of us get really settled into the idea of who we are, settled into the home that we have, the life we have, the title we have, the job that we have, the car we have, the house that we live in, all of these things. And those things don't define us. Those things aren't us. However, when we have change, we have to deal with that in changing our life. Okay? And so these are all interesting scenarios that have to be understood. And when we deal with real change, we actually deal with the understanding of, okay, I'm in a process of change, and it doesn't feel very comfortable right now. And I feel very scared, and I feel very overwhelmed. But in the process of dealing with that, we begin to understand our reality in full. And that's where we are today. And I think that we have to really look at how the change impacts our life. But better yet, even though the change can scare us and put us out of our comfort zone, we have to understand how the change propels us forward. So how do we begin to see that the change propels us forward? How do we begin to see that? And how do we begin to analyze the concept of how valuable that is, taken in the right construct and the right context to understand our value as an individual, to be able to really understand what really matters in defining us as human beings? And so I'm so glad that you're listening to Live Your True Life Perspectives today, because we're all going through changes. Whether it's with our job, or changes within our family dynamic, or changes as the way we see the world, or changes of how we see our health, or changes of what we're going to do with the rest of our life, or changes of our purpose have erupted from the situation we're in right now. So let's explore that today together. Let's have some fun, but also let's open our eyes to a new reality as we are in right now. Joining me by phone right now, Reggie Harvey. Reggie is the author of Anatomy of a Patient. And Reggie has a unique perspective on change and how he personally deals with change as well. Reggie, great to have you on today.
Hey, Ashley. Great to be with you. I'm sorry I called in a little bit late. We got connected a little late. But I think this is a fantastic topic. And there is one other important aspect of it that I'd like to share. Please let me know when we have time to do that.
Definitely. Go ahead, Reggie. We still have about 5 minutes left in this segment. So.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
So I know what the, we discussed earlier, the overall topic, and something that I had mentioned to you was people have to be clear about what's changing. That they have to understand who they really are so that the change doesn't confuse them about who they have grown to be. But there's another environment around you, or is it you that's changing? If it's not you that's changing, then you shouldn't get confused about things that are going on in your environment. You just have to reevaluate the changes. It's like the changes we're going through now with this social distancing. It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with trying to protect society. and behavioral changes in how we interact with one another when we're in one another's presence. So there's no, it doesn't make sense to get upset about the reason we're doing this for public health. That hasn't changed you as an individual or person at all. But if you are mindful of the nuance of this, that it's not you that's changing, it's your behavior that has to change to protect others, then you end up in a real quandary.
That's so true. And I agree with you on the fact that it's not about getting angry. And I think that that's our first go-to response for a lot of feeling out of the box. You know, when we feel emotionally overwhelmed, one of the things that we go to is usually our go-to response is anger, because we don't really understand, right?
Exactly.
And by not understanding, what happens is the next part of it is that we just kind of lash out because we don't understand how our life is going to look on the back end. Because, again, change means that we're dealing with a new environment, dealing with a new territory, a new path. And I get it. I mean, there were times when it was very scary for me for change, because I was trying to control everything in my life as much as I possibly could.
Mm-hmm.
But that control and honesty, right, isn't really, we can only control certain things in our life. We can control our emotions. We can control what we watch. We can control what we listen to, and we can control our feelings. But other than that, we can't control the outside situation.
Exactly. And it's now that we're talking about it, I wonder why it is that this is so outside of the way we grow up. I mean, it's why should we still be confused about this? We've been communicating with one another ever since we were born, but somehow this aspect of our environment, as you mentioned, being misled to think that we have the power to control anything. We don't. We never did. And we don't have to. It's not necessary. The universe is going to move on without us, or in spite of us, or with us. We can choose to dance or not. But it just is odd to me that as adults, this is such a foreign concept, something we've never resolved, something we've never discussed with anyone, our friends, our chosen friends, our chosen family, our parents, our chosen parents. It just doesn't get addressed.
That's true. And that's something that we're addressing today. And Reggie's going to be with us throughout the whole show today. And we're going to be addressing how to deal with that change, because I know that a lot of you are scared. And I've been there before, the unknown, what's going to happen next. But, you know, I've realized one thing is that usually we get through the change. But the funny thing is that once we've had a little bit of time in between, we don't remember the change. So when we return, Liz London's going to be joining us with she has an amazing company that she's created, the Portals to the Divine, and you can actually find that information on the website, and I'll give that here in just a bit, portalstothedivine.com, and you can actually sign up there. She's going to be giving us some tips and tricks on how to really calm down ourselves and really get some stress relief so we can really work on dealing with this change factor today. Later on, Reggie and I will be continuing to help you with change and that fear factor. Later on in the hour as well, Dan Nelson will be offering some history to us. So, you know, remember, history repeats itself. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shades. Are you an artist?
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir, Anatomy of a Patient, as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die, or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. you can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on AshleyBurgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on AshleyBurgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Joining me live is Liz London, sound alchemist and the founder of the Portal to the Divine. Great to have you on Live Your True Life Perspectives, Liz.
Thank you, Ashley, and thank you. I appreciate everyone tuning in today. Last week we talked about the sigh breath, and I provided you with some simple techniques that help you enable you to reset or restart your moods, thoughts, or feelings at any time during the day. So let's review. What is the sigh breath? The sigh breath is a deceptively simple little technique which has many benefits. It instantly reduces your tension level through temporarily raising your blood carbon dioxide level. The sigh breath is not only an effective breathing method for relaxation, it's also a way of connecting your breath with a feeling of what you desire or intention you want to manifest or desire or change in your life. Today we're going to combine three things: the sigh breath, visualization, and intention. Let me first start out by explaining what intention is. Intention is a lot like goal setting, but it's much simpler. Intention is another way of claiming what you desire by setting a predefined affirmation for what you want to manifest in your life. By combining an intention, a feeling of what you want to manifest in your life, with taking a sigh breath, and then allowing the sighing to anchor or ground the feeling to what you want to manifest in your life, you're creating a full circle loop. Using this method, to bring space for what you desire to attract into your life. The third technique we can also use is visualization. Seeing in your imagination with the feeling and accompanying intention. For example, let's say you want to create immediate peace in your life. Close your eyes, see yourself sitting on the side of a mountain or at the beach, gazing out into the sunset. Take a breath in, and as you do, connect with the feeling you have looking at the beauty before you. You might have a new feeling come up that you haven't defined before, but as you inhale, then release the breath and make whatever sound needs to be expressed to anchor that feeling in that particular space. You're recording a moment that you can now return at will to at any time and anchor this feeling immediately in your body. By anchoring or grounding the feeling from what you desire, you can move a more profound experience and actually attract your intentions and manifest your desires in your life. Now let's combine all three, our intention, visualization, and our side breath. See and feel where you are right now. So now we're going to visualize. What are your surroundings? Now what does it feel like to achieve or accomplish your desires? Let's connect with that feeling. And once you do, let's take a deep breath and sigh out the feeling of what it would feel like receiving your intention. First breath in. See what yourself and whatever surrounding you desire. Now feel the feeling associated with the satisfaction of receiving your intention. Now sigh out the sound associated with receiving your intention. Now let's do it two more times. See yourself in whatever surrounding you desire. Now feel the feeling associated with the satisfaction of receiving your intention. Now then sigh out the sound associated with receiving your intention. Let's do it again one last time. See yourself in whatever surrounding you desire. Now feel the feeling associated with the satisfaction of receiving your intention. Now then sigh out the sound associated with receiving your intention. Now that you've anchored a sound to your intention, you can reinforce this throughout your day by simply taking a breath and expressing it with a sigh. This enables you to connect it anytime, anywhere, to whatever you want to manifest in your life. So take a deep breath and sigh and connect back to your anchor. Thanks for listening today. For more information, just go to portaltothedivine.com. Thank you for listening today.
Liz, can't wait to see you back next week and get more information on how we can de-stress. We'll be back here in just a few minutes talking more about change and how to deal with it. Reggie's in studio, so stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habit.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
People who don't normally file tax returns but want to receive a coronavirus stimulus payment finally have a clear way to get their information to the federal government. The IRS released a new simple tax return tool that can be filled out online geared toward low-income people who aren't required to file tax returns. The stimulus bill based eligibility for the checks on federal tax returns, sparking confusion on how non-tax filers would qualify and how the IRS would know where to send the cash. Anyone who already filed a federal tax return tax return does not need to fill out the form. People who get Social Security, retirement, or disability benefits do not need to fill out the form. After submitting the form, you'll get an email telling you whether or not it was successful and how to fix it if it wasn't. The CARES Act, President Donald Trump signed into law, authorized one-time cash payments of up to $1,200 for an individual, plus another $500 for parents of children 16 or younger. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Oh, here we are, live, talking about change. Later on here in the segment, Dan Nelson from Dancestor Genealogy is going to be joining us. You know, history does repeat itself. Right now, Reggie and I are discussing here about change and the fear factor and how when we have to go through change, especially obviously change is usually not something that we predicate, right? It's not like we're like, yeah, today I want to change my entire life. I want my whole life to go upside down, topsy-turvy, and I can't wait. This is going to be awesome. Let's see how I do this time. Okay, well, change is usually predicated by an outside situation. You know, Reggie, we've talked about this multiple times. You know, I get that there's fear associated with change because it's not something that we initiated, but how are some of the ways that we can begin to mitigate that fear and instead of being angry, instead be supportive of that change?
Well, again, fear and confusion, and you can tamp that fear and confusion down if you are clear about, like we've been talking over several weeks, who we are as a person. We're not trying to please other people. We're not trying to save the world. We're just trying to get through the day and have the best day possible. So deal with the fear aspect by being clear about who you are as a person, and know that you can grow, and know that you can have experiences that alter your belief system or your value system slightly. Then, as I mentioned before, be clear about what is changing. Is it our environment, and what in the environment is changing? Is it some other work paradigm that is controlled by our bosses or the company we work for or the project we're committed to? Or is it like the situation we're in now, the social distancing, which is of a behavioral discipline that's being requested for the sake of public health? If you're clear about what is changing and you understand who's behind the change, whether it's a system or an individual or whatever, then that removes a lot of the doubt, a lot of the insecurity, because we understand what is changing, who's changing it, who's propagating the change. It's just really about clarity. I think that's the key, Ashley. Knowing who we are and being clear about what's changing and why.
And I agree with that, and I think it's about one of the things, too, is understanding who you are without the things that define us. And I think that that's one of the biggest deals is I find that, you know what I'm saying? It's like the house, the car.
Exactly.
The career, the title.
Stuff doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, like the titles. And also the titles, like a lot of us, okay, we're a parent. Mm-hmm. But what happens when the child goes to college? Okay, all of a sudden the parent title, where does the parent title go? If we've been titling ourselves that, and all of a sudden the change, oh my God, they're going to college, I'm driving them up to college, oh my God, what am I going to do? Oh my God, this is horrible. All of a sudden we're left, what, with an identity crisis based on the change of what was going to happen, and we knew it was going to happen for 17 years.
And that all stretches from a misconception that what defines us is exterior to us. It's not.
Yes, what defines us. And how do we define us? And that's the key. So think about this right now. Everybody that's listening to the show, really focus on this. You know, how am I defining myself right now? And one thing that I want to anticipate, too, and I want to talk about is that I know that some of you have recently maybe come down with the virus as well. There's folks out there that have it, some people in very different levels of it. And I know that we define ourselves as being well, being healthy. And this can be very scary when something like that changes. And one of the things that I figured out is that there has to be an understanding with change, some sort of positive thought process of us making it through no matter what. And I've had some folks, some clients who have had it, and I'm not saying to be Pollyanna, I'm not saying to be all happy-go-lucky, I'm just saying that with a certain perspective, they've gotten better. Some people are going through it at a much different level. And, you know, them being supportive of themselves and realizing there, you know, will be light at the end of the tunnel. But I think also a lot of us are going through job changes, too. Some of us have been laid off. Some of us have been, you know, put on a leave. Some of us have taken a big disc, you know, a big cut in our salary. And that can be overwhelming, too. And I think that that's something that we have to look at. And I've also had folks and friends and clients who have lost their job in the last few weeks. We're at a record high unemployment. I mean, if you haven't seen the newspapers, it's pretty striking. Now, whether or not that's all completely, well, true, we don't know. But I do know that it's a lot. And so looking at that identity and being able to say, okay, I have had to put a lot of energy into that identity. You know, how can I really focus on me being me? And what are some things that I've overlooked in my own ability based on the matrix constructs of what I've created in my life?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Because I had to learn that when I was diagnosed with renal failure. Suddenly I thought I was broken for a moment. And then I realized the diagnosis, the disease that I had come down with wasn't who I was. It was just the clinical definition of the affliction. I was still me. I was just sick. And once I could isolate those two things, then I could make the choice of how I wanted to live. Did I want to live as a sick person, or did I want to live as a vibrant, thriving, recovering person? Those are two very different paradigms. So, as you say, you know, if you've come down with this particular virus and you might be only mildly affected, or maybe you are being harshly affected, that still does not change who you are as a person, a human being, a spirit. And you can work on getting better as long as you don't believe that your spirit or you is the individual who is succumbing, who is failing, who is becoming weak. Because if you get that in your mindset, then you will succumb. You will get weak. You may not survive. The mind and your will to want to live, having something to live for, is so powerful. It is as powerful as any manufactured drug that we can be given, or any shot we can be given.
That's so true. That's so true. We're going to be talking more about that. And I totally agree with what Reggie said, because that's important. And I want you to really think about that right now, because no matter the chains, we're going to overcome. You know, right now, I want us to move into our history, you know, our history. And we'll be back giving golden nuggets of ways that we can deal with change. And Reggie's going to be with us throughout the end of the show. But let's talk about our history, because we know that history repeats itself. We know that we learn a lot from our history, and we know that we've gone through different situations in history that are very remarkable, and so we're going to talk about that now. Dan Nelson joins us here live on Live Your True Life Perspectives. He is the CEO of Dancestors Genealogy, and he's here to tell us a story of history. Dan, great to have you live on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How are you doing?
Doing great. Glad to be here, Ashley.
Great to have you, and I'm always interested in the tales that you have to tell us, because we learn a lot from our historical background.
Yeah, we do, and, you know, I always think about it when, you know, we're in tough times right now, but the good old days weren't always easy either. You know, we're about to talk here about things going on during the Civil War, and that was certainly not an easy time in our country. Where we left off last time, Jacob Thompson had been appointed to the post of Secretary of the Interior by President Buchanan. And Jacob Thompson is key to this whole story, because the silver teapot made it from the Continental Congress through the Thompson family to the Smither family for us to talk about here today. So that's Jacob's key role. So Jacob gets appointed Secretary of the Interior. They head off to Washington City. He becomes the toast of the town. His young wife, Kate Thompson, they get invited to dine with President Buchanan, and it's fun, it's good times. Remember, his buddy was Abraham Lincoln? Well, Lincoln gets elected president, and Jacob has to make a choice, and so he offers his services to the Confederate states. He becomes an inspector general of the Confederate Army, serves on General Beauregard's staff, even had a horse shot out from under him. So lots of change in his life, from hanging out in Washington, D.C., to being in the battlefield. So he served until 1863, and then in March of 1864, shortly thereafter, he got a telegram from the president of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis, and he said, "Jacob, I need you to come to Richmond. I got to talk to you about a special situation." And Davis had heard that thousands of people in Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, so far northern states, known as Sons of Liberty or the Copperheads, were weary of war, and they're ready to take up arms and demand an end to the war. So talk about changing things up. There's actually Northerners now that wanted to sue for peace during the war. So Jacob headed out on this desperate secret mission to Canada. He had to run the blockade, sail to Canada to meet up with these folks in a safe environment. You couldn't just go up to, you know, Illinois or Iowa and meet with these folks. Meanwhile, back home, Kate Thompson, she's suffering from the federal occupation there in Oxford. Ulysses Grant himself entered the town, personally searched Thompson's home at the urging of the Secretary of War, Edwin Stanton, who considered Thompson one of the leading secessionists in the South. So Grant found some old papers that he'd written, pre-war letters that Thompson had written, and they got put in the Northern papers to sort of embarrass and show what a terrible, you know, rebel and secessionist that Jacob Thompson was. A guy that, you know, up to that point was sort of in good standing, other than the fact he was a Southerner. And then a second general came into town, looted the house, and Kate pleaded for him not to destroy her home. And the general told his men, "You can keep anything you want except the chair that I'm sitting in." They brought a wagon to the front door, and this is documented. They made off with Thompson's silver, china, and oil paintings. Well, so now we know what happened to Thompson's silver that they had at that point. So knowing that they made off with Thompson's silver and the teapot survived in the Smither family to come from the Thompson family, we can narrow this story down further, and we know that it must have already been given to the Smither family, because this Union general wouldn't have given it to the Smither family, because William Harper Smither was now in the office of Confederate States tax collector. So you don't give silver to a guy that's collecting taxes for the Confederacy. So in the next segment, we'll sort of wrap this story up and talk about the fate of Jacob and Kate Thompson and their historical intersection with President Abraham Lincoln and his assassination.
I can't wait to hear about that. I know that many of us are big fans of Lincoln and the history surrounding that. So I think that's going to be extremely interesting, Dan.
Yeah, I think you guys all enjoy the conclusion there. I certainly, when I was researching this, was sort of, you know, when you do the research, you don't get the whole story laid out for you. It even takes longer than the 4 weeks we're using here to share this. So, you know, it was a lot of surprises at every turn.
How long did it take you to find that information? Like, how long did it take you to uncover that information and dig that up?
Oh, I guess. Well, I did the early part many years ago and then jumped back into it. I would say all in, it probably was, probably 100 hours of research at different points in time, because you sort of grab different pieces when the information's available. All the time, the neat thing about history is it's not all done, because new information comes out all the time as new archives are translated and new information is, you know, made available digitally. So, it's not like you just research it and that's it forever.
That's interesting. Dan, where can we find more information on your company and you?
Well, we made it easy for everybody, because some people were thinking Dancestor Genealogy was a lot to type. So now all you got to do is go in and type in www.dansgenealogy.com. And genealogy is G-E-N-E-A-O-L-O-G-Y. And you can go there, and there's a contact form. You can see all of our testimonials and our products. And then useful videos can be found on the Dan Sisters Genealogy YouTube channel, or you can just call me at 214-914-3598 and just have a conversation and see if it's something you're interested in doing or finding out more about.
Awesome, Dan. Well, thank you so much, and I can't wait to see you next week and be able to learn more about our historical background.
All right. I look forward to it, too, Ashley. Stay well.
You, too. Well, when we return, Reggie and I are going to be talking more about change, how to deal with the fear of change, how to separate yourself from just because something changes in our life. Person comes in or out. We have to go up and down in different health care and come back around, whether we have to go through different waves of whatever, walking on the flames or the fire or whatever we're doing, or changing careers or moving. It's things that we have to deal with, and we have to learn how to do it in stride. So stay tuned. We'll be talking more. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be talking about this change. So stay tuned. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shades.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess.
Wow.
What do we have here? Well, we've been talking about change. Reggie and I are going to end here with our nuggets of reality to help everybody who's dealing with this, because change is really important. We have to deal with it. We have to deal with it in the right way. And so how do we deal with change in the right way, and how do we get that right? And so Reggie's going to offer some nuggets of information here to really knock this home, to send us on a home run home. Things you can think about today, ponder over the weekend, and really put into practice this week. Reggie, you there?
Yes, I am.
So what are some things that we can do right now to really work on assimilating that change and not taking it personally, not getting angry, but incorporating it into our day-to-day life?
Well, taking the words from Lady Gaga, when she did that fabulous interview with Oprah Winfrey about her neurological issues that she dealt with that actually created her persona, Lady Gaga, she said she had to learn to accept the pain that she was, physical pain she was in, and not think she was broken. And so I think I like that idea of aggressively accepting who we are, faults and all, without apology. Take it or leave it, this is me. And if you can become comfortable with that, you're not trying to please anybody else, you're not trying to live up to anybody else's expectations, or what you believe someone else's expectations of you might be, like your parents or your grandmother or your grandfather or your pastor or even your spouse. Just take me as I am. If I stumble, I'll get up and I'll dust myself off. I'll learn from that and go on. If you can be clear about that, then everything else that gets thrown at us will not turn into fear and anxiety. That's my wish for everyone. Just take off all the costumes, all the masks, all the avatars, set them down, and just show yourself to the public in your rawest form. That doesn't mean to be ugly to people, but I mean just be unencumbered. And that will alleviate a lot of the problems.
Powerful stuff, Reggie. Powerful. And where can people get more information on your latest book and your website?
The book is Anatomy of a Patient. You can find it on Amazon.com, under books, or you can go to my website, ReggieHarvey.net, ReggieHarvey.net, and find out a little bit more about why I wrote the book, what the book is about, and there's also links there to where you can go and buy the book. And I apologize for my voice again. It's the allergies. It has nothing to do with the coronavirus. And at this point, the allergies are just affecting my voice. I don't have a sore throat or anything like that. No fever.
No worries, Reggie. No worries. Well, we can't wait to see you next week. So we're gonna have a great show and hanging in there. And you're tough. So it's always good to learn from you. I'll tell you that.
Thank you, Ashley.
You know, guys, Reggie's right on, and I want to add just one thing to that. You're in the Matrix. Okay, this is a Matrix type concept. The only thing that we have right now is us. You. Yes, you have family and friends and all this stuff, but I'm talking about you. The only person you can control is you. And then also within that, there's things that we can't control, right? Like, nobody could control what was happening right now. Nobody can sit there and control what's happening in our environment right now. We can't, right? We can't stop it. Yes, we can pray. We can meditate. We can organize people. We can do a lot of things. We can send good. We can send positive vibes. But I want you to think about it. You need to begin to see yourself separately as you are, and not in a bad way, not in a scary way, but also to embrace the people around you, to realize that, you know, our lives are changing, and unfortunately things do go away, and unfortunately we do go away. And so if we can actually challenge ourselves to embrace our life right now and to see the best of it and to make the best of it as we can, we won't have to worry about the back end of that regret. And that's the thing that I think we get angry with, is that when something changes, we regret the fact that we didn't really like it or take care of it or grasp the reality when we had it. So I want you to really think about you right now. What is it about your life? What is it about you that you haven't even seen within yourself that can gain wisdom and power within you, that you can take that power? And like Reggie was saying, like, it's about you on a soul level. It's not you getting hurt. It's not your soul. It's about realizing that power and strengthening that power on a daily basis. We'll be back next week. Don't miss us. And don't forget, it's all about you, and you can do this. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back next week, and I'll be back in 3 shakes.
CreateYourCause.org started with a passion for making a difference in the world. Inspired by the collective efforts of people like you who work really hard for a cause worthy of your efforts. But a cause needs funding, and we know that effort and hard work can only go so far. A cause needs funding to be sustainable. So we created a platform to assist with raising money using your most valuable asset, your supporters. From environmental causes to helping the families of fallen soldiers, we know that no matter what your cause is, it's what matters most to you. There's no time like the present. Create your cause today. Go to createyourcause.org. That is createyourcause.org.